Ryan Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas supporters in Lebanon organized a funeral for their chief, Ismail Haniyeh, on Wednesday, one day after the movement named Yahya Sinwar as the successor. A Hamas representative in Lebanon said, quote, if the enemy thought that the leadership by assassinating Ismail Haniyeh would give up on the conditions related to the negotiations, the response came by choosing a tough and stubborn leader present in the field. The terrorist group named Sinwar as successor to Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week, the group said on Tuesday, and a move that reinforces the radical path pursued since the October 7th attack on Israel. Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashani has more.
Sinwar, the architect of the most devastating attack on Israel in decades, has been hiding in Gaza, evading Israeli attempts to kill him since the start of the war. News of Sinwar's appointment came as Israel braces for a likely attack from Iran following the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran. It may also reinforce Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence that Israel must pursue its campaign in Gaza to the end. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire must be the primary goal.
Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashani. Turkey has filed a formal request with the International Court of Justice to join South Africa's genocide lawsuit against Israel. Turkey's ambassador to the Netherlands submitted a declaration of intervention at the UN court in The Hague on Wednesday. Turkey is one of the fiercest critics of Israel's actions in Gaza and is the latest nation to seek to participate in the case. Israel has strongly rejected accusations of genocide. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday described a Ukrainian incursion into the country's southwestern Kursk region as a quote-unquote large-scale provocation, as his officials say they are fighting off cross-border raids for a second day. Ukrainian officials are remaining quiet about the scope of the operation. If confirmed, the cross-border foray would be among Ukraine's largest since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022 and unprecedented for its deployment of Ukrainian military units. Bangladesh's incoming interim leader, Mohammed Yunus, on Wednesday appealed for calm and urged all parties to help the country rebuild after weeks of violence that killed hundreds of people and prompted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign and flee to India. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An economist and banker, Yunus was awarded the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work developing microcredit markets. The decision, announced early on Wednesday, came during a meeting that included military chiefs and organizers of the student protest that helped drive Hasina from power. Naheed Islam, coordinator of the anti-discrimination student movement, says Bangladeshis want a stable transition into the new government and advises people not to take the law into their own hands against the former regime. The streets of Dhaka, the capital, are calm after violence swept parts of the country amid Hasina's sudden departure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bangladesh's garment factories reopened on Wednesday and raced to resume full operations after production was halted by violent protests that ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina this week. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The South Asian nation is home to over 40,000 garment factories, making clothes for international brands, including H&M, Zara, Adidas, and Nike. But many had been forced to close under curfews imposed during the unrest. Amdadul Haq is a factory manager for Urmi Garments in Dhaka.
During this ongoing movement, the factories were fully closed for 6 days. We faced huge loss in these days. We lost 228,000 pieces of production and $107,000 in this factory alone.
Urmi Garments has three factories employing nearly 8,000 workers and makes products for H&M, Uniqlo, and Marks & Spencer.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential nominee Kamala Harris and State of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are spending their first full day as running mates in the crucial swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.